Alrighty, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools regular Board of Directors meetings. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary for Magnolia Public Schools. It's a pleasure to be here with you all here tonight. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to make a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name if it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so. You do not have to state your name, but as a reminder to our board and staff, as always, please state your name before giving your question or your comment. And with that, we'll officially open up tonight's regular Board of Directors meetings. The day is Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. The time is 5:18 p.m. At this time, I ask Ms. Covarrubias if you may please call the meeting to order.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, everybody. I would like to call the meeting to order, please.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. With that, I'll take roll call. Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Dr. Yapano?
Here.
Dr. Dickbush?
Here.
Ms. Gonzalez? Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. We have quorum to continue tonight's meeting. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the move. Covarrubias.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
A second, Yapanel.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comments, 6 minutes if translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you wish to make a comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect. If there's no public comments, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, with the announcements from CEO and superintendent and board members, I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba. Mr. Rubalcaba? Can everyone else hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Jennifer.
Yes, we can hear you.
Alfredo, can you hear us? I don't think he can at this moment. Let's see. Haroon, if you're on the line, I know Alfredo is going to make a presentation to introduce our new CFO. You can take that over.
Jen? So okay. I don't know, Alfredo is not able to join right now.
Alfredo is here, but I don't know if he can hear me. Alfredo, can you hear us?
Well, his camera also seems to be open, but yeah, look, I think he doesn't hear us. That's the problem. Let me call because he's looking at something else, looks like. Just let me call him, okay?
Sorry, Jenna, I wasn't available to talk. So what was your question?
Alfredo, I think, seems to be having technical difficulties because he can't hear us. Would you mind presenting our new CFO since that was Alfredo's announcement?
Hello, okay. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. No.
There you go. I can't hear you. That's the problem.
Oh.
So everybody's been sending me texts. It's like, can you hear me? Let me try again. I'm gonna connect again.
Thanks, Haroon. We'll just wait for Alfredo to join back.
Sure, thank you.
I think this is the one board meeting I'm having so many technical issues.
I wonder what Brenda is speaking about so passionately. On mute.
Alfredo, can you hear us now?
Yes, I could hear you. Thank you for being patient with me. Yes, right. I'm alive and well.
All right, so we're under the announcements from the CEO and superintendent.
Yes, so good evening, Magnolia Board of Directors, Magnolia staff, community members, and everyone who is joining us today. The only announcement I have for today's board meeting is the addition of a new team member to the Magnolia team. And in regular Magnolia fashion, we brought him on during the busiest time of finance as we prepared to present the first interim and the audit. But it gives me great joy to introduce Dr. Steve Bujaja. So with his addition to the team, just a little bit about him. He does come with us with a vast experience, not only in districts, but also in the charter space, over 15 years of experience. So we're very excited to have him come on and contribute to our wonderful organization and to help us to continue to do the best we can in serving our school communities. So with that, I would love to turn it over to our newest addition, Dr. Steve Bujaja. Steve, go for it.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. Bujaja, but I'll take it. My name when you see it in writing, it's always kind of like people scratch their head a little bit, but that's okay. I just go by Steve, so I'm pretty informal. But I would like to start by saying thank you to Alfredo, to Mr. Rubalcaba for just really all week. He's been very, very kind in terms of introducing me to staff and our partners that we work with, as well as you folks, our board members. So I thank you so much for that. I'm very honored to be here as part of this group. As was shared earlier, you know, I've been around this area in terms of public school finance for approximately 15 years at the county office level and at LACO, at the district level as CFO, overseeing, you know, many different charter schools over the course of many years, and then also being a CFO for a charter school. So I come here with a good deal of background, and I would certainly I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to help lead this organization and help serve in my best capacity. And so I see some great things going on from a programmatic standpoint. We do a lot of wonderful things in terms of just providing resources for students, giving them opportunities that they wouldn't normally get. And we, the organization has been able to do it in a customary fashion while being mindful of expenses and maximizing revenue opportunity. So I just want to be able to build on that and provide my expertise wherever I can. So I thank you all for allowing me the opportunity to serve. And I certainly look forward to working with all of you moving forward.
Thank you, Steve. And as you are aware of, we're a very diverse group. So I could recall the first days of Magnolia, when we started MSA 1, and we had probably about 12 last names that were very, it took us a while to get from my last name to Mr. Erso's to Erilmas. So we are a very diverse group, and now we add your last name, and sooner or later I will get it right with practice, but it's just, again, emblematic of Magnolia's diversity. But welcome again. And I'll turn it over to Jen.
Thank you. I'll open it up to board members. Is there any comments from our board members before proceeding?
I just want to say welcome, Dr. Steve.
Thank you very much, Mr. Covarrubias. Ms. Covarrubias, I'm sorry.
It's fine, thank you.
Any other comments before proceeding?
Welcome again, Steve. Welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, if there's no further comments, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, with action items, starting with 2A, board approval of findings to conduct virtual meetings pursuant to AB 361, Government Code Section 54953. I'll turn it over to Mr. Rubalcaba, our CEO and superintendent.
Thank you, Jen. Good evening again. And as all of you know, you're very, very familiar with AB 361. AB 361 affords us, staff, and the board of directors to continue having our meetings via teleconference because in order for us to be safe, it is better for us to be meeting via teleconference as opposed to being in person at our school communities because of the ever-changing face of the pandemic. So with that, you know, just want to say I'm glad that we have this flexibility, even though I do enjoy meeting all of you in person, which we're starting to do more and more. And hopefully very, very soon we will continue to meet in person so we can continue this great work. And with that, I'll turn it over to Jen to add a bit more technicality to AB 361.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. Good evening, board members, members of the staff, and public. So we're here to just simply for the board to make a motion for approval to continue the teleconferencing flexibilities afforded by AB 361. As you all know, AB 361 in the law that we have to revisit this motion by or before 30 days, which is why we're here today. So with that, I'll open up the floor if there's any questions or comments from the members of the public regarding this item. If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If not, the motion is for, I lost my paper. The motion is for the board of directors to adopt the findings relating to the ability of the board to conduct meetings due to teleconference during the state of emergency in reference to AB 361 Government Code Section 54953. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the move, Covarrubias.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
Second, Yapanel.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanel. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with unanimous vote. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this moment, I ask Ms. Covarrubias if you may please adjourn. The time is 5:30 p.m.
Thank you, everybody. Good evening. Good night. And I would like to adjourn the meeting now.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.